The federal government's Help America Vote Act was signed into law in November 2002. Wisconsin Elections Board Chair Kevin Kennedy says it requires a statewide voter registration system, voting equipment accessible to the disabled, and toll-free information on voting. Registration records are kept locally now. Kennedy says a few changes will be noticed by voters when they go to the polls next year.
They'll see different notices at the polling place, notices that tell them if they've got a concern they can call a toll-free number, notices that hopefully will provide more information about what is appropriate behavior on election day in terms of and how they can file complaints if they have concerns about the voting process.
When they register, voters must provide a driver's license or the last four digits of their Social Security number or sign a statement they don't have those but are eligible to vote. In tough budget times, the state has yet to approve $800,000 to match federal funding of $15 million for a statewide registration system. Kennedy says it will be costly to install voting equipment for the disabled with so many small voting places. He says the state may need to consolidate those in the future.
Maybe we will push to have most of the voting done by a mail ballot, meaning that if you want to vote in your municipality, you contact the municipal clerk, they send you a ballot. If you want to vote on election day, you have to go maybe to the county seat to cast the ballot.
Kennedy says decisions on what changes happen in the way Wisconsin voters cast their ballots will depend on legislative decisions. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.